Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, 17, I should say, till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. Check that out. Dror Leiwer is our guest, a member of our Brain Trust, founder and chief information security officer at Coronet, an award-winning cloud security company specializing in small, medium-sized business customers, helping them find security online. Dror, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we talked about the whole G Suite, the Google suite of Office products, the Office 365, which is Microsoft's cloud-based Office capability, which they've had for a long time now, and it's increasingly becoming their product that they want people to use. And as handy as it is and in the cloud, and as much as they want us to go there, as you pointed out, they still have had their security issues. Both of them have. And so my question is, is it even possible for us to be secure? Can I even show up at work and say, I know I can protect myself even if I don't do anything dumb, even if I don't allow myself to be fooled? If I practice good cyber practices and I don't allow myself to be fooled, I don't comply with a phishing approach or something like that. I keep my firewalls up and my passwords secure. Can I even protect myself, or am I just kidding myself?
No, you absolutely can. And at the risk of being sounding like I'm self-promoting, our product is exactly designed to do that. So it's a service that any small business can use. It's very affordable, and it can cover all of those issues, both malware spread and credential theft and data sharing that is unauthorized.
When something comes in, does it warn me? Does it say, hey, you just pushed a button you probably shouldn't push, back out? What does it do?
So what it really does is, and one of the most powerful parts of it is that it doesn't tell you, it does it for you. So, for example, if we identify that your credentials were stolen, we immediately block that account and force you to change your password. Hmm. Or if you identify that somebody in your company is sharing data with somebody outside the company that they shouldn't, either by mistake or purposely, we block that from happening in real time. So, you know, the event doesn't even happen. Hmm. So we don't just raise our hand and say, hey, something bad is happening. We actually take care of it for you. If we identify malware spread through the cloud, let's say one of the employees in the company was infected with ransomware, and now that ransomware is trying to replicate itself, we can identify that and block that from happening. So only, you know, the original user or original files will be hit, but it's not going to spread through the company.
So is your program, does it replace McAfee and those kinds of things, or is it work alongside of it? Is it an alternative to those?
So McAfee is an, of course,
I use Bitdefender for years, for example. Would your program...
Bitdefender is a fantastic company.
Would your program augment Bitdefender? Would I add it to my regime, or would it replace Bitdefender?
It would be mostly an add-on. You would add us to it, because while Bitdefender helps you on your device, it doesn't help you with files that are in the cloud. And
okay.
What we would do is
this is a really important distinction we're getting to here, Dror, because I think some people are thinking, well, I've already got a system that works. Why do I need something else? But you're talking about resident stuff as opposed to the cloud connection, which more and more of us are doing, and
exactly.
Not only the cloud, but when we're on the move, right? Does your stuff deal with on the move, when we're moving around in the world?
Absolutely. So one of the things that we can identify, for example, is whether you're connected to a malicious network. And so, for example, if you're sitting at a coffee shop and connecting to do some work on your Office 365, and you're jumping on the coffee shop's Wi-Fi network, what if it's not really the coffee shop's Wi-Fi network, but an imposter?
You know how I solved that? And I encourage people to do this. I don't know what you think, but I just encourage people to do it. When you have a laptop, or when you have a mobile, if you're using your phone, don't use the Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Use the mobile network. What do you think?
So of course that lowers your risk in connecting significantly. However, that's not always an option. So you might be abroad.
It is if you buy a mobile modem for your laptop like I do every time.
Yeah.
I travel a lot like you do, and I 95 out of 100 times that I connect out of my office, I'm connecting over the mobile network, not someone else's Wi-Fi.
And that's a very good strategy. Not everybody can do this. Of course, it's a much safer way to connect rather than
it's a little more expensive. You got to pay for a monthly bill, which is for me it's like $40 a month, and I got to put a $100 modem in my computer. Got to buy a computer that's capable of that. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing to think about. But folks, what we've just learned is you need the resident installed capability like Bitdefender, like McAfee, those kinds of things. But when you're moving around, when you're in the cloud, we've talked about this twice today, you need another layer of security like the kind that he has with his Coronet company. Is that coronet.com?
Coro.net.
Okay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.